You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our online Sunday service. Today is a great day for us. We're going to conclude our series entitled The Ability to Produce Wealth. And our hope is that you are learning a lot and you are being able to apply everything that you learned, okay, for the past 3 weeks. And if you were not able to join us, feel free po na balikan po yung mga past weeks natin. We do believe that it would be very helpful for you and your family. But just in case hindi nyo po napanood or kayang balikan yung mga previous preachings that we had, let me recap it for you. On our first week, we said that God wants us to obey Him, okay? Because through that, we could actually experience and receive the provision, the planned provision that God has for every one of us. On our week two, we said that we are to remember God because He is the one who gave us all the provision that we have received in this life. And lastly, last week po, sinabi natin that we are to trust God. We are to put our trust in the provider, not in the provision. And today, iko-conclude na po natin. Okay, tatapusin po natin. And hopefully, this would really capture what we really want to communicate, the purpose behind everything na ginagawa sa atin ni God when it comes to our provision. And when you look at this series that we have, we do believe that the best application, okay, one of the best applications that we have for this is when it comes to giving our tithes. Kasi patinaran po natin yung giving of tithes. It's actually a command that God has given us. So when we do that, we're actually obeying God. When we are also giving our tithes, we are also doing it in remembrance of the provision that God has given us. So victory po yun. And when we do give God our tithes and our offering, it's also an act of trusting Him, believing na siya yung magpo-provide for us for the rest of our lives. So, ang ganda pong application ng giving of our tithes when it comes to this series, The Ability to Produce Wealth. And today nga po, as we conclude, let me start with the word confirmation. Can you say that? Confirmation. So, type me sa comment section natin, confirmation. Okay? 2 weeks ago, I received 2 very important confirmation. Yung una, I received that confirmation through text saying na the next day, yung kinabukasan po, matatanggap ko na yung second dose ng vaccine, okay, against COVID-19. So I'm very glad for that. It was there to remind me, okay, of that vaccination. Yung other confirmation naman po na natanggap ko was on the day of my second dose ng vaccination. It was a confirmation card proving na vaccinated na po ako, 2 doses na yung natanggap ko na vaccine. And again, yehey pa rin po kasi nakuha ko po yung vaccine against COVID-19. So, those confirmations were important to me. The one reminded me and the other one, okay, served as a proof para po pag lumabas na ako, may proof po ako na vaccinated na talaga ako. Now, kayo po ba nakatanggap na kayo ng confirmation in your life? Maybe in your academics, confirmation kung pumasa kayo or hindi sa inyong subject or in the school that you want to get in or kung gagraduate kayo. Maybe a confirmation in your job, a promotion or natanggap kayo sa trabaho nyo. A confirmation probably when it comes to your finances, you'll be receiving a bonus or pumasok na yung salary dun sa mga ATM nyo. Or probably a confirmation when it comes to your health that you are fit to work, na healthy po kayo, na wala na kayong sakit or wala kayong sakit. Or probably a confirmation in your relationships na you are affirmed, na you have that care and affection for one another. Or probably a confirmation when it comes to your love life, yung mga single dyan, yung mga in love dyan, na confirmed po ba na mahal din nila kayo? Yun naman. So, confirmations are very important. They could either give us a reminder or give us a proof of something. Or probably both, okay? A reminder and a proof at the same time. I'm saying all that because as we talk about the ability to produce wealth, we do believe that it is also a confirmation that God has for us. And we want to understand what it confirms and how is this confirmation important to us. Okay? And our hope is, kapag pinag-usapan po natin to, it would encourage us knowing that it proves that God is actually faithful to us in His covenant promises. And at the same time, it would encourage and remind us to be faithful as well in our covenant promises with God. Okay po ba? So, balikan natin yung main text na ginagamit natin throughout this series. from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 18. Open your Bibles in that chapter and verse. Let me read it for you. I'm reading in the New International Version. It says there, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors as it is today." Now, in this particular scripture, Moses was talking to the next generation of Israelites about the ability to produce wealth that they would have once they have reached the promised land. Na pag nandun na sila sa promised land, kaya nyo nang gawin to. You would be able to produce wealth for yourselves. But at the same time, he was actually trying to remind them, trying to make them understand that this ability to produce wealth is actually a confirmation, okay, of the covenant, of the fulfillment of that covenant promise that God has given them through their ancestors. Now, pag tinignan po natin yun, it's very important for us to understand and know about this covenant. And it's not just important for our study today, it's important for our lives because the Bible says that we share in this covenant promises. We are actually co-heirs in the fulfillment of these promises. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 29, it says there, "And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are His heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you." So, kung follower ka ni God, kung follower po tayo ni Jesus, we are actually recipients of the fulfillment of this promise, of this covenant promise as well. So, ano ba yung promise na to? Ano ba tong covenant na binigay ni God with Abraham na recipient tayong lahat? Basahin natin. It's in the book of Genesis chapter 12, and we're gonna read from verses 2 to 3. It says there, "And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Let's just pray for a while. Lord, thank you for your scripture. Thank you for your word. We pray that you would grant us the understanding of this promise that you have given to every one of us. Holy Spirit, we invite you to point out things in our hearts that are not aligned to your will. And thank you that by your grace, we will be able to apply everything that we would learn today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so since this scripture or yung ability to produce wealth is actually a confirmation of this covenant na binasa natin, we want to analyze this covenant na binigay sa atin ni God. At binigay niya rin, of course, sa mga Israelites. Let's analyze this. In verse 2, I want to highlight there the text that says, "I will bless you and make your name great." I will bless you and make your name great. Basically, what Moses was trying to say here when he was talking to the Israelites, the next generation of Israelites, when he was referring to the covenant that was promised to their ancestors, he was saying, next generation Israelites, okay, you need to know this, that you are blessed by God. Okay, pag dumating ka na dun sa promised land, kapag nai-enjoy mo na yung mga provision that God has for you, when you are already experiencing and seeing that ability to produce wealth, know that God has blessed you. You are blessed by God. God is the one who rescued you, okay, from slavery in Egypt. God is the one who led you through the wilderness in the desert. God is the one who allowed you to actually reach the promised land. God is the one who gave you that ability to produce wealth. Why? Because you are blessed by God. Yun yung ina-emphasize ni Moses when he was reminding, okay, when he was teaching the next generation Israelites. And I do believe, yun din yung tinuturo ni God sa ating lahat as we listen to this preaching, that we are blessed by God. We are blessed by God. And it's so encouraging to see and hear yung mga breakthrough, mga blessing na sineselebrate ng mga churchmates natin, yung mga kakilala natin. I want to read some of them. We got this from the prayer and fasting breakthrough na sinare nila. Sabi dito ni Hope Bueno, "After 1 year and 4 months of praying, finally my job offer na po ako. Thank you, Lord Jesus." Okay? This person is blessed. Sabi ni Kenji Villacorte, "My merit increased kami. So work despite the pandemic, the Lord's economy, ang nasusunod. Hashtag provision. Okay? He was blessed. And ito pa isa, si Marlo Bersamin Kundangan. Sabi niya, my answered prayer in the prayer and fast in 2020 was sealed this year. I prayed for increase in enrollment in school year 2020-21. God gave us the increase. Obviously, these people experienced blessings in their life. Why? Because they were blessed by God. And I do believe every one of us, lahat po tayo, tumanggap at tumatanggap ng blessing kay God because we are blessed by our God. Our God is committed to bless us. Our God is committed to bless us. Kaya nga po may mga provision tayong natatanggap, nagagamit sa araw-araw. Meron tayong kinakain, meron tayong nagagastos na finances. Meron din tayong kakayahan na mag-produce ng yaman, ng finances. We are given opportunities, we are given talents, we are given skills. Why? Because God is blessing us. We are blessed by God. Now, when you think about it, ba, marami naman talagang blessing na dumadating sa buhay natin. Pero, bawat tao, iba't iba yung response nila when it comes to the blessings that God is giving us. Some people, their response is to doubt it. Yung feeling nila parang, hindi naman dumadating yung blessing. Parang, blessed ba talaga ako? Hashtag blessed. Hindi ko nga magamit yung hashtag na yan sa Facebook ko kasi we're in debt, there's lack, there's scarcity, natanggal lang pa ako ng trabaho, nalugi business ko. I want you to know that we cannot blame you if doubt is creeping in your heart because of your difficult situation. Mahirap naman po talaga kasi yung pinagdadaanan nyo. But even if that is the case, we do believe that our God is faithful. That we would not remain in that situation because God is a faithful God. He would definitely bless you. So, my encouragement to you is do not doubt God. Do not doubt God. Let's be in faith. Let's trust Him. Then in His proper time, that provision would come. Okay? That blessing would come because we are blessed by our God. We are blessed by God. In fact, for some of you who are joining us in this online service, ikaw yun. You are financially challenged at this moment. But I do believe that God brought you here so that you may hear that God is here for you. God will bless you. God would always bless you. Another response that people have when it comes to the blessings that God gives us is to ignore it. There are people who ignores it. Okay, yung pasyado na silang naging familiar sa mga blessing na natatanggap nila na hindi na nila na-appreciate. In fact, sa sobrang familiarity na meron sila, mas madidinig mo pa sa kanila yung reklamo on things that they do not have. Ano ba yan? I'm praying for an increase. I'm praying for this breakthrough na magkabahay ako, magkaroon ako ng kotse. Ang tagal-tagal na. Hindi pa dumarating. Forgetting na, yes, you may not have that house, that car, that increase, pero may provision ka everyday. May kinakain ka everyday. So, yung ibang tao, wala. Yung ibang tao, hindi pa nga nila nakukumpleto yung meals nila. Sometimes we get so familiar with the blessing that we get to ignore yung binibigay na blessing ni God sa atin araw-araw. Okay? So, merong nagda-doubt, merong nag-i-ignore, meron ding nag-hoard. Ito naman yung mga sobrang, yes, na-enjoy nila yung blessing, sayang-saya sila, sarap na sarap sila sa mga blessing na binibigay ni God, pero they fail to realize na it's not just for them. So, hinuhoard at hinuhoard nila para lang sa kanila. They're just using it to serve themselves for them to enjoy it, them and probably their family. But the last response is the response that we want to have and the response that God wants us to have, and that is to share it. Na pag dumadating yung blessing, we don't just keep it to ourselves, we share it to other people. We use it to bless other people as well. And that's exactly the plan, the design that God has. As we go back to the scripture, the Bible says, yes, the Israelites would be blessed. Yes, we would be blessed, but at the same time, sabi sa verse 2, so that you will be a blessing. So that you will be a blessing. Moses was basically saying here that Israelites know this, okay? That you are blessed by God to be a blessing. You are blessed by God to be a blessing. The reason why I took you out from Egypt, the reason why I led you through the wilderness, the reason why I brought you in the promised land and gave you this ability to produce wealth is so that you can be a blessing to other people. And that's the same message that God has for every one of us. We are blessed by God to be a blessing. We are blessed by God to be a blessing. God is committed to bless us. But at the same time, He is also committed to bless others through us. We are meant to be a channel of God's blessing to other people. Sometimes, ang saya naman kasi talagang tumanggap ng blessing kay God. But we have to realize that we are being used by God to channel it. Hindi ka ba nagugulat minsan na may dumadating na blessing sa'yo, pero parang, uy, ang dami naman ito. Uy, hindi ko ina-expect to. Uy, sobra-sobra na to ah. Why? Why is God doing that? The biggest reason for that is so that we could be a blessing to other people. Now to apply, I like this quote from Billy Graham. This is what he said. God has given us two hands, one to receive with and the other to give with. We are not cisterns made for hoarding. We are channels made for sharing. We are meant to share. We are not meant to hoard. We are meant to share. Now, to apply this, we want to ask two questions. Okay? Para po, pag may dumadating na blessing, alam natin kung anong gagawin natin. Una, we want to ask the question, what blessing have I received from God? What blessings have you received from God? Allowance ba yan? Baon? Sweldo? Income? Pension? Properties or possessions? Money? Finances? Anong meron tayo? Anong blessing yung dumating sa buhay natin? Ano yung blessing na pinagkaloob sa atin nating Panginoon? Extrang ulam ba yan? Delata? Damit? Extrang chinelas? O yung extrang 5 pesos mo, yung parang nalalaglaglaglag lang sa bahay mo, sa sasakyan nyo? What blessing do we have? Is it an ability to na pwede nating ituro, i-share sa ibang tao para sila din makinabang sa ability na yon, na magkaroon din sila ng means to produce wealth? Or is it a business where we could hire people or employ people so that they could earn money? Or probably just an opportunity. I remember nitong pandemic, me and my wife were thinking, how can we be a blessing, especially din sa mga kakilala namin, sa mga friends namin na exe or janitor natin sa church. And some of them, what we did was we hired them, okay, na maglinis ng bahay namin. And honestly, win-win po yun para luminis po yung bahay namin. But at the same time, it's an opportunity for them to earn wealth or to have money during that difficult season. You see, we are here to share what we have. We are here, we are blessed by God to be a blessing. So we ask ourselves, what are the blessings that God has given us? What are the blessings that you have received from God? And then the second question that we need to ask is this. How can you be a blessing to others using that blessing? How can you be a blessing to others using that blessings? Sometimes kasi, nahihirapan tayo or nahihinder tayo maging blessing sa ibang tao because we think that the blessing that we have received is too small for us. Na kulang pa to para sa atin. Yung parang, isishare ko pa ba to eh, yung sweldo ko nga, sobrang liit. O kaya yung pumapasok na pera sa amin, o kaya yung mga provision na meron kami, kulang pa nga sa aming pamilya, babawasan ko pa. But God, sa tingin natin, God would allow us na magkulang? That God would allow us na hindi mapunan yung mga pangangailangan natin? Our God is a good God. He would always provide not just what is needed, but even more than enough. Okay? So minsan nga lang, iba't iba yung standard natin kung ano yung sapat, ano yung sakto, ano yung enough para sa atin. Kaya minsan, nahihirapan tayo mag-share sa ibang tao. Sometimes naman, kapag may dumating na blessing sa atin, we are hindered in blessing other people because we're thinking, yung blessing na ibibigay natin sa ibang tao is too small for it to be a blessing. Yung tipong, talaga? Ang extra ko lang sa pera ko, 5 pesos every day. I-share ko ba? Baka pag binigay ko yan kay Pastor Alfred, ma-offend sa akin, bigyan akong inabutan ng 5 pesos. Sometimes, ganun tayo. So, hindi na lang tayo nagiging blessing. But if you would look at it, that 5 pesos may not be much for Pastor Alfred, but can you imagine giving that 5 pesos to those who are begging in the streets? Can you imagine na inipon natin yung 5 pesos na yan, kuwari 5 pesos lang yung extra mo everyday, tapos inupin mo for 1 month, tapos ginawa mong pang-support to our missionaries in other nations or probably to some of those people that we would see, would meet who are in need. You see, sometimes we are limited in our thinking when it comes to being a blessing. God is blessing us. We are blessed by our God so that we can be a blessing. We are blessed by God to be a blessing. Kaya tingnan natin, ano bang meron tayo? At ano bang opportunity yung binibigay sa atin ni God para maging blessing? We could actually do that by filling in the blanks of this statement flashed on your screen. What we would see here is this. We are blessed by God with blank, and then to be a blessing by. We are blessed by God with to be a blessing by. So, pag sinagot natin yan, sagutin lang natin yan every time may dumadating na blessing, every day of our life, kasi may blessing naman tayo every day, we could definitely apply the Word of God in our lives. Okay? So, we are blessed by God to be a blessing. Last thing that I want to emphasize based from this covenant is this. In verse 3, it was mentioned there, in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Bible scholars are saying here that, yes, the Israelites are meant to be a blessing, a channel of blessing, of provision to other people, other nations. But the most important blessing that they are to share to the rest of the world is Christ Himself. Because in their lineage, okay, doon po ipapanganak si Jesus. Kaya si Jesus po yung greatest blessing na matatanggap ng buong mundo. It's through Jesus Christ that everyone, every family in the whole earth would actually be blessed. So basically, what Moses was trying to say here when he was reminding the Israelites of this covenant is this, that you are blessed by God to be a blessing that you may lead people to Him. You are blessed by God to be a blessing that you may lead people to Him. And that's the same message that God has for us this afternoon. We are blessed by God to be a blessing that we may lead people to Him. We are blessed by God to be a blessing that we may lead people to Him. I'm so amazed with the leaders that we have in this church because they realize that they are not just being blessed by God because God loves them and because God cares for them. They understood that the provision, the blessing that they are receiving is also meant to be shared to other people. But at the same time, they are meant to use it as a leverage, as a means for them to actually share the gospel to other people para ma-share yung pagmamahal ni God, ni Jesus, sa buhay nila. Para doon sa mga hindi pa nakakakilala, hindi pa tumatanggap kay Jesus sa buhay nila, magkaroon sila ng opportunity as they receive this provision. Okay? I like yung ginawa ni Norman, ang campus missionary natin, and his wife. They led actually a team of volunteers from the church. And what they did was they organized a community pantry, okay, in Lower Antipolo sa Barangay Kupang. What they did was they just mobilized people that believes na meron silang extra, that they're actually blessed by our God, and they have extra delata, extra finances, extra time. And what they did is, in that community pantry, they invited yung mga taga-barangay Kupang na salat or kulang sa provision during that time. And they gave away groceries to them, okay, in that community pantry. But what's so amazing is, hindi lang sila namigay. Hindi lang nila tinatch yung mga puso ng mga to, nag-preach din sila ng gospel. They preached and ministered and prayed for these people, those who are receiving the aid or the groceries. And they also ministered to dun sa mga SK, sa Sangguniang Kabataan, even to the chairman. Okay, barangay chairman, mininistara nila. What they did was, they received the blessing from God, they used it to bless other people, but most especially, they used it to lead people to God. They used it to lead people to Jesus. And that's amazing. And that's the very reason kung bakit pag tinignan nyo po yung mga nangyayari, mga ginagawa natin sa church, bakit tayo involved sa mga relief operation, bakit tayo nung nagkaroon ng maraming baha, or pagbaha dito sa Metro East na nangyayari naman halos every year. Why do we have relief operations? Why? Because we want to extend the blessing that we're receiving to them, but at the same time, we want to lead them and their families to God. Bakit tayo naging involved nung pumutok yung bulkan sa Batangas? Yung Taal Volcano, hindi layo naman sa atin, hindi naman tayo affected. Why? Because we don't want to just extend to them our financial help, our aid. We want to use it to actually lead people to Christ. Kaya po nakipag-coordinate tayo hindi lang po dun sa mga barangay-barangay doon, ang kakausap po natin yung Victory Batangas churches natin. Because we want to channel these people to victory groups, to discipleship, so that they would be led to God. Bakit tayo nagpadala ng mga relief goods? Nung years ago, binagyo ang Leyte, nasalanta ang Leyte. Why? Because we want to grab that opportunity na hindi lang sila tatanggap ng blessing, tatanggapin nila yung greatest blessing in their life, which actually is a relationship with God. Because of that, did you know that our church in Leyte was actually grew? Dati parang barely scratching the surface sila, ngayon they're really growing in number. Why? Because we are reaching out to them using the resources, using the blessings that God has given us so that we may lead them back to God. Bakit tayo nagsusupport ng mga missionaries natin, maybe yung cross-cultural missionaries natin na nasa ibang bansa o yung mga campus missionaries natin na nandito, nagre-reach out sa mga campuses, sa mga kabataan natin? Why? Because we know that pag nag-share tayo ng resources sa mga taong to, they would be more effective, they would be put in a setup where they could effectively preach the gospel and disciple students in the campuses and even people from other nations. Kaya natin ginagawa yun. It's all with the goal na ma-preach yung gospel, ma-disciple yung mga tao, ma-lead sila pabalik sa ating Panginoon. Bakit tayo involved in real life? May real life scholars tayo, even in our church. I think we have around 39 in our church na real life scholars. In Victory as a whole, sobrang dami. Yes, we want them to have a bright future. We want their family na makaahon sa kahirapan. Pero more than that, gusto natin na sila at yung mga pamilya nila makakilala sa ating Panginoon. We are blessed by God to be a blessing that we may lead them to Him, that we may disciple them and preach the gospel to them. You see, ultimately, we share our blessings because we want to lead people to Jesus. We share our blessings ultimately to lead people to Jesus. And I believe that's the very exhortation that God has through Abraham, through Moses, and even through the Apostle Paul. And I want to end with this. I want to conclude this preaching through this scripture. It says here in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11, sabi niya dito, "You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." He was basically saying, God would bless you. We would be blessed so that we could extend our blessing to other people so that ultimately it would result to thanksgiving to God. Essentially, yun pa rin yung sinasabi, that we are blessed by God to be a blessing that we may lead people to God. So as I end, let me end with this statement. We are given the ability to produce wealth by God to be a blessing that we may lead people to Him. We are given the ability to produce wealth by God to be a blessing so that we may lead people to Him. Let me pray for all of you. Lord, I thank you for indeed you are the God who is faithful in your promises. You are faithful in the covenant that you have given, not just to Abraham, but even to us. And thank you, Father, that in the provision that we get to receive every day and the ability to produce wealth that we have now, Lord, it is a confirmation that you are faithful in your covenant. You are faithful in your promises, that you are there for us no matter what. And thank you, Father, that even today, you are moving in our hearts. You're not just reminding us of the blessings that you have given us. You are also reminding us of the purpose, the goal, the aim, kung bakit mo kami pinagpapala. Para saan ba yung mga blessing na tinatanggap namin? Bakit ba kami may tinatanggap na ganitong mga blessing araw-araw? Lord, salamat. Kasi binabalik mo kami. Pinapaalala mo sa amin na gusto mo kaming maging blessing sa ibang tao para ang mga tao sa paligid namin ay makakilala sa iyo. Lord, today we come to you in submission. We surrender, Father, our hearts and also our provision, our finances, and even the ability to produce wealth that you have given us. Today, our heart is to honor you. Our heart is to just worship you through our finances and through the things that we would do using our finances. Lord, thank you, because indeed we are blessed to be a blessing that we may lead people back to you. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for few groups of people here who's joining us online. And maybe you are here and ikaw, isa ka dun sa mga binabanggit kong tao kanina na nahihirapan tanggapin yung idea that we are blessed by God because of the difficulty, the financial challenges that you are facing right now. I do believe that God wants to show Himself to you by blessing you, by providing for you. So let me pray for you if you are that person. Lord, I thank you for indeed you are always faithful to every one of us. And today, you know exactly the situation of these people who are praying with me. Those people who are in lack, those people who are challenged financially. Alam niyo po, Panginoon, yung mga pangangailangan nila. Alam niyo po yung mga dinadaing nila na financial concern. Lord, we pray na ikaw po ang mag-provide. Ikaw ang gumawa ng paraan. And I thank you, God, na yung provision na dadating sa buhay nila would be so miraculous, God, na hindi nila idadoubt kung kanina nang galing, na hindi sila malilito na ako ba yung dumiskarte dito o ginawan to ng paraan ni God. Lord, I pray, or we claim by faith, Lord God, that provision would just come miraculously. And thank you that it would restore their faith in you, and it would also restore the faith of the people around them. So that through that provision, that ability to produce wealth, Lord God, they would acknowledge, God, that you are a good God, our provider, the God who is faithful to us always. Lord, we receive that provision by faith. Receive it right now by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to pray for another group of people here who's joining us. Maybe you are here and for the longest time, hindi ka conscious kung paano mo ginagamit yung blessing na binibigay sa ni God. You are not probably intentionally hoarding it, pero alam mo lang na hindi mo nagamit to bless other people or probably to use it to lead people to Christ. I believe God is giving you a chance right now to do what is right, to do what is honoring before Him. So if your prayer is, Lord, give me the wisdom, give me the leading kung paano ko gagamitin to be a blessing and to lead people to you. If that is you, pray this prayer with me. God, thank you for the provision that you have given me. Salamat, Panginoon, na pinagpala mo ako, ang pamilya ko, using these finances, this ability to produce wealth. Today, we come to you asking for wisdom, asking for guidance, to know how can I be a blessing to the people around me. Thank you, Father, na hindi mo lang ako bibigyan ng wisdom, bibigyan mo rin ako ng desire and joy and yung malaking puso na sa bawat pagkakataon, sa bawat araw na makakasalamuha ako ng ibang tao, lagi kong maisip, paano ba ako magiging blessing sa tao na to? Paano ko ba matutulungan tong tao na to mapalapit sa Panginoon? Lord, birth that in me right now. And thank you that today, Lord God, I would not just enjoy this blessing, this provision for myself. I would use it to honor you and to lead people to you. Lord, I commit to you my finances. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You know what, I'm really encouraged kung sa heart nyo to really honor God with your finances. And I do believe that as you honor Him, lalo pa po kayong ibe-bless ni God so that you could be a blessing to more people. Last group of people, before we close in prayer, let me pray for those of you who doesn't have a relationship with Jesus yet. You're joining us, you're attending services with us, pero alam mo lang, hindi personal yung relationship mo with God. Hindi mo pa sinuko yung buhay mo kay Jesus. Today, God wants to give you that opportunity by making that decision through prayer. If that is you, would you bow your head with me and pray along with me? Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for being the provider in my life. I know that I'm not worthy. I know that I have done things against you. But still, you have loved me and provided for me. Jesus, I'm very sorry for the sins that I have done against you and God. I'm sorry for doing those things that hurt you. But today, as I repent, as I turn my back from this sin, from these wrong things, I also make a decision to live for you. Jesus, I welcome you in my life as my Lord and Savior. And as I receive you, I also receive the forgiveness and the new life that you are giving me. I'm committing myself that I would honor you, not just in my finances, but in every area of my life. Jesus, be honored in my life starting today. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Lord, I pray for everyone who uttered that prayer. Salamat po, Panginoon, na ikaw po ang tumawag sa kanila para magka-relationship sila sa iyo. At Panginoon, nawa, tulungan mo sila na mas makilala ka. Bigyan mo sila ng mga tao na gagabay, tutulong sa kanila para sa mga susunod pang araw, mas lalo kanilang makilala at lalo pa nilang ma-receive yung fulfillment ng promises na binigay mo sa kanila. Panginoon, maraming salamat po. Ito'y hiling namin sa ngalan ng Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Kung isa ka doon sa mga nagdesisyon, nagpray, kasama ko nung prayer na yon, feel free to reach out to us. We also want to reach out to you. So scan mo lang yung QR code, flash on your screen, or probably yung number na nandyan. We want to help you. We want to connect to you and we want to gabayan ka para lalo mo pang makilala ang ating Panginoon. Okay ba? So congratulations. So for the rest of us, can we just close our eyes now? Let me speak a blessing to all of you as we conclude this series. Lord, I thank you for everyone who joined us today and even for the past weeks. Thank you, Father, that indeed you are the faithful God who gave us the ability to produce wealth. And thank you that this blessing that we are receiving every day would always reflect your goodness to us and the goodness that you have for other people. May we be a channel of blessing to everyone. May we be a channel so that people would know you as well. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you're giving every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for joining us. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.